In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Thus ends the gospel. Today was my mother's birthday. She'd be 107 today. That's why I chose it as the day I would preach. It's a way of honoring her and also getting to ask some questions that have been on my mind for a while. She certainly didn't have someone who was also pregnant to ask questions of, and I wasn't unusual enough to make anyone's baby leap in her womb as Elizabeth did. The baby, whom we would know later as John the Baptist, responds to Mary and to the news that Gabriel gave her, that she would bear a child who would be called the Son of God. I was the third child who would join my older brother and sister in a happy household until my father died a week before my third birthday. Birth is a holy thing, and so is death, as Jesus was to experience it on the cross, or as my father experienced it as a heart attack. I can only imagine what my mother had felt as an immigrant living in Los Angeles, uneducated and without a job. But my father had belonged to the Loyal Order of Moose, which had a kind of insurance policy attached to it. Deceased members' families could go to Mooseheart, a child city near Aurora, Illinois. So off we went, me at age 5 and a half, to live and go to school until I went off to college. That meant 13 years for me. Over the years, my mom studied to to become a licensed practical nurse and become an active member of the Aurora Medical Assistance Association. I often think of her as a Dominican because of her love of learning. She loved it. She lived at the campus hospital, and my brother and sister and I lived in age and sex appropriate dorms. So we were like the dispossessed and the needy who experienced the goodness of God, in the words of scripture scholar Diane Brigant. Maybe that's why I am so devoted to the people in our restorative justice circles in Wisconsin state prisons. Many of them also grew up without their fathers, and they too experience the goodness of God as they tell their stories and we make our contributions as well. God promises life. What kind of life? In the stories of Elizabeth and Mary, they were stories of faith. The life that God promises does not come for free, just as many of the people in our restorative justice circles have grandmothers who raised them. We are called to be mothers as well, as we teach them to care for us.